came from? Who created God? Thank you. Big order, John. Thank you.
Well, you're going to find that there are representatives of the Godhead, or the central source of all creation. And this is an energy form that literally has ordered, and I don't mean ordered up like a hamburger, I mean set order out of chaos of the universe itself. He is the God of creation. Now, God is a part of this creation, and there are some laws of creation which God does not fiddle with. In other words, the laws, the universal laws of creation stand into infinity, forever unchanged. You will have God who sends laws to his people in given segments of experience. There were laws sent unto planet Earth, for instance, from God that said, thou wilt do these things, and you will, to keep in balance, you will take responsibility and you will keep your population, for instance, to 500 million, because that will balance your planet. And God sets those laws for you, and each soul being birthed into the planet itself to experience is born with knowing of those laws. Literally, evil has to be taught. This is what is the innocence of the child. There is no evil in a child. That is total innocence. But the child itself is born with perfect knowledge and its relationship with God. And then man immediately sets about destroying that.
Yeah. All right, we are here with Commander Hatton. We do have to take a break right here. We will be right back. Commander Hatton, and let's see, while we have a pause, let me mention for those tuning in this hour that you can get a free issue of the Liberator newspaper, which is a weekly newspaper. It's usually some 40 to 50 pages in length with closely typewritten copy. And so it is a large, large amount of information that comes out weekly. And you can get a free issue of this sent to you by simply calling this toll-free number, 1-800-800-5565. That's 1-800-800-5565. I'm advised that if you call this weekend, you can leave a message, or you can call during business hours next week, California time, and I would presume speak to someone live on that end. Let us move along to more calls, Commander. Here is Lou. You're on K-Talk, Lou, with Commander Hatton.
Yes. First of all, who makes the Liberator? You make mention of that a lot. Who is the Federer or the organization with that?
Well, as a matter of fact, the editor is Dr. Young, who is sitting right here. And possibly he could explain to you better than I. We bring the writings, and it's simply a paper.
Okay, yeah, it's a newspaper, and I think what you heard first was that Dr. Young is the editor of the paper, and he was right there.
Oh, okay. Now you've had other guests on. I think his last name was Green, and he talked about the Committee of 300, like this Commander Hatton.
Yes, that's basically the club of, it's called the Club of Rome.
This collapsing of the government or the economy and whatnot, I see a lot of indications that in my, just by reading a lot. How soon is this supposed to happen? I know you say very soon, but can you give us a date or some kind of a narrow it down?
Well, the projection is that it's so unstable that you're going to have a... Well, let me just say this, that you no longer have any gold stores, for instance, in Fort Knox, but you do have a massive supply of new currency to be substituted in for what you use. It is backed by nothing. Your debt just is incredible. The Federal Reserve is a private bank. It's a branch of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which is the 300 elite bank. You have a situation where you also have massive numbers of ration coupon stamps ready to be issued in Fort Knox. This is undoubtedly due to the fact that they anticipate using it within the near future.
But you haven't got any type of estimate as far as months?
Well, every time I open my mouth and give you an estimate, I'm held to it, and suddenly it becomes my economic downfall.
Uh-huh.
I can't do that, no. But I can tell you this. It was projected that on the 28th of October, the monetary system would collapse. Now, that came from some economists.
That's this October, right?
Yes. But they also said the big one would happen on the 12th.
Uh-huh.
Well, it did, but it wasn't the big one in California.
Right. Let's see. Well, you know, here in this valley, they have the dominant religion talks about the people getting their own planets to rule over, basically, in due time. And this stuff sounds about as plausible as that. So
thank you.
There's a lot of interesting things that you talk about that I think is factual. Who am I to judge, you know? It's interesting.
Well, Lou, if you have an inquiring mind, I would suggest you get a copy of The Liberator and just kind of go from there.
I've seen that before. It's in the library, I think. I think I've seen it in the library, you know, where they have magazines and what have you. Is she any affiliation with this Mr. Green that you've had on your program?
Well, yes. I don't know what you mean by she, but
Green. What's his
Mr. Green?
Mr. Sam?
Well, the
Green, right.
The
Green,
Mr. Green owns the publishing company called America West. He is located in Nevada. And he does publish the journals. He no longer has any real connection with the Liberator, but yes, we know him very well. He publishes the Phoenix journals, the books.
Right, he publishes the books, and the Liberator now is being published by the Liberator Publishing Group. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, Lou, thank you very much for calling. And, Doc, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes, Commander Hatton, I was just wondering why the United Nations is pretending that Saddam Hussein is still alive, that he wasn't assassinated.
Well, I believe that's because he's alive. I don't believe you're going to find that to be truth. Saddam Hussein is alive and well.
Doc, what's your information that Saddam was assassinated?
Well, they had actors running around over there acting his part. The ones they show on television don't even look like him.
Well, sir, they have...
Not really completely like him.
That's now you're getting close to something very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, of course they do. But every time you see Bush on television, you're seeing a different actor, too. So you have to understand that doubles, actors, and replicas are basically what you are being shown, and they are very well programmed to produce and to give you exactly what you are supposed to hear. So this is the same question that they asked about Gorbachev. This is the same question that those ones over there are asking about your own people. Because, you see, they believe that actually George Bush died in Japan. So you're just faced with this kind of a world.
Okay, well, that seems to make a little bit of sense.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much, Doc, for your question. And let us move to the Utah County line. And Joyce, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes. I understand that we have to go within to be able to wake up. And this is what you call Mormon country. I was... since the Bible's been tampered with, what about the Book of Mormon? Is it as tampered with, or is it, how true is that? How true is
it? It basically is more tampered with in the Bible, because many of, you have to go back to the European hierarchy that set up the massive organization called the Freemasonry Club. You're not going to find the Masonic Lodge down on your street being a very evil creation of man. But the Freemasons are an absolute Antichrist creation. And many of the rituals, if you will, that take place in the Mormon Church are based on Freemasonry. That's not necessarily bad for any of you people who wish to be a Mason and think that you are serving your fellow man. But as far as a Christ or God-oriented hierarchy, you see, the Mormon Church is going to fall into some pretty, pretty severe problems right away now. Right away now. Because you're going to catch some of the hierarchy of your of the Mormon Church up into these criminal activities through the banks. You're going to have ones of your own state government and all the way up through Washington involved in BCCI, BNL, LBS, etc. And Brent Scowcroft is the Mormon representative to Washington, and he is the chief presidential advisor. And it's a criminal element that works all its way to the top of the government. And you see, right now, President Bush has really no power in the government at all.
That's right.
All of the power was taken away from him as far he can call down executive orders, for instance. But literally, Eagleburger, Scowcroft, and Kissinger are running your government. You'll find
that. That happened
absolutely
back in July, as a matter of fact. The football, as they call it, the suitcase with the nuclear codes and so forth, that the president is always supposed to have right with him, was taken from Bush back in July. And so, since then, he has been a figurehead only. Let us move along to John. John, you're on K-Talk.
Good evening, Sam. Good evening, Commander.
Good evening.
I have a question concerning when we get into some of the conspiracy theories and some of the people involved, you know, decades back, and some of the plans they have set up forth have been so kind of far-reaching or into the future. I'm wondering if some of these secret teachings or some of the secret organizations don't have in some of their doctrine theory of reincarnation that these entities can actually come back and then reap some of the rewards that they have pushed in their early, in a previous life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And does God allow that? Does God allow a spirit to basically come back at his own free will or her own free will to once again partake in evil in the physical plane?
Well, it isn't quite like that. It isn't a matter of God allowing or not allowing. God allows man all things. And if lessons are not learned to move you into a higher experience, you will continue to repeat in that level of growth in which you depart the physical. So you're going to come back. And ones usually after getting on that other side don't really want to come back into that, you see.
So is that the ultimate plan of the adversarial forces, to embroil spirits in the physical plane to keep them coming back?
Yes, absolutely.
Plane?
To always continue to rule in the physical. And, of course, the argument with God is rule of the soul. If I can capture your soul, then you're lost forever.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, John.
Bye.
And on that line, too, I had a question of my own that came to mind. I had heard that karma, the law of karma, was going to be ending or would be suspended in the near future. Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
I can give you a flat-out answer that will make every paranormal working person or what do we call this? New Age. Well, any kind of religion that bases its belief on karma is in great error. Not that it cannot be, but that it does not have to be. You are the reflection of God. That means that you have the power to decide what you will accept and what you will not. And to accept karma, especially from other experiences before this one, can absolutely hog-tie you so that you cannot make any progress, because you will cop out on that and say, well, it's my karma and I have to pay this debt. No, you do not have to pay that debt. You have to release that debt, not take on more errors and more errors. You must grow and outgrow that what you are calling karma. Accept the fact that whatever was done, and refuse to accept any more karma.
So,
and this is what you're coming into now, a full realization of the fact that you are making a major evolution and that karma does not mean anything.
So karma is in effect a self-inflicted wound.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the same token, you can deny it and get rid of it right now. Quit digging around and copping out on karma. You have the total power of God in your hand if you accept it. If you can set that physical human ego aside and accept the power of God, you don't need to pay off old debts. Release those debts. Forgive yourself and your fellow man. Forgive me my transgressions and my trespasses, and I forgive. And stop copping out on all your failures because of something you perceived you might have done. It no longer is going to serve. You're going to have to outgrow that.
So is karma then a manifestation of the guilt that seems to be an affliction that we have to deal with in this realm?
Well, that's what it's come to represent. What it literally meant was that you come back to experience and grow, and you outgrow the human need to do the wrong thing, just putting it bluntly. And it is a growing process. It has come to represent a penalty some way that you must pay for past errors. Well, how can you ever get out of that if you don't release it? So it has come to represent something that it isn't. And right now, I can release every one of you from that. Quit believing that. Stand it. Confront it in the power that you hold. And say, I just absolutely refuse to accept that anymore. And put it aside.
And so what people really don't understand is that they really are empowered to do this, that they do have this power within them. And in fact, I guess everyone has a power that they really are not fully aware of.
Well, absolutely. And you're too timid to accept it. And until you can accept it, you cannot accept fully God. Ones will come forth and say, I am God, and everybody will latch onto that and stone you to death. But the fact is, you are the expression, the very thought of God. You are the reflection. That doesn't mean your body running around. That is a mechanical thing that you use. You are the perfect reflection of God. And anything that you do not accept along those lines is really basically an insult to God. And God is light. God is pure. God is goodness. God is truth. God is love. And if you're not reflecting those things, then you're not reflecting your power. You are accepting evil as your guide.
Excellent words. Excellent words to know. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
We do have to take one more break, and we will be right back with your questions for Commander Hatson, 570-5855. On Tuesday, there will be the... with Commander Hatson, and line is available, 570-5855. And, Robert, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatson.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I've listened to the commander on your station before, and I want to ask him if these man-made earthquakes he's talked about before, if there are any of those coming up.
Well, they've never stopped. You should speak with ones who are living in the Landers area of Yucca Valley. They never stop. The ground never stops shaking. In the area of all of this portion of California, it never stops. It just quivers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they won't stop. And they're going to be coming up continually now.
I have one other question. Have you ever been known by the name the Prince of the Power of the Air or Son of the Morning?
No, I have never.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, thank you very much for that question. Well, Commander, we're near the end of another very brief couple of hours with you, and we thank you very much for being there. Before I ask for just perhaps a closing statement, let me just mention one more time this phone number for a free issue of the Liberator newspaper. The number to call is 1-800-800-5565. One more time, that's 1-800-800-5565. If you call this weekend, you'll probably get a machine. You can leave a message. If you call next week during business hours, you'll probably speak to a person. Either way, you will get a free issue sent to you of the Liberator, and I would commend that to you. Commander, do you have some closing comments for us as we get ready to leave?
I do, and I don't want to embarrass you, Sam, but it's going to be through the graciousness and the darings of programs such as this that people are going to come into their awakening or their awareness. It doesn't matter what they think of me versus any other alien or any other person. I'm as real, certainly, as whatever you're seeing on television. And truth does not matter from whence it comes. It can come from the evilest of the dark side and be proper and right. You must, each of you, discern that truth, find that light, because you have the guidelines within self, built in there, given in there from God, your Creator, my Creator. And that's all we have upon which to base our existence and our experience. And it's going to be from the independent, daring ones who will go against this flow that this will be made or broken. You see, God will come either way and gather his unto him.
Thank you very
much. And we are the messengers.
Thank you very much, Commander. I regret we have to end it here. We appreciate very much your being there, and we will do it again sometime soon, I hope.
I'm very grateful. Thank you. Blessings unto all of you.
Thank you. And this is KTKK Sandy, Salt Lake City.
No, she's getting very accustomed to the problems anymore.
I see. Good. Well, thank you very much, and I ask the protections of the command as I make my way around, and I do trust that they are there, and I take great comfort in that.
Well, they're there, and you have it.
Thank you very much. Well, we'll be in touch very soon.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Could you state who God is and where God came from? Who created God? Thank you.
Big order, John. Thank you.
Well, you're going to find that there are representatives of the Godhead or the central source of all creation. And this is an energy form that literally has ordered, and I don't mean ordered up like a hamburger, I mean set order out of chaos of the universe itself. He is the God of creation. Now, God is a part of this creation, and there are some laws of creation which God does not fiddle with. In other words, the laws, the universal laws of creation stand into infinity, forever unchanged. You will have God who sends laws to his people in given segments of experience. There were laws sent unto planet Earth, for instance, from God that said, thou will do these things, and you will, to keep in balance, you will take responsibility and you will keep your population, for instance, to 500 million, because that will balance your planet. And God sets those laws for you, and each soul being birthed into the planet itself to experience is born with knowing of those laws. Literally, evil has to be taught. This is what is the innocence of the child. There is no evil in a child. That is total innocence. But the child itself is born with perfect knowledge and its relationship with God. And then man immediately sets about destroying that.
Yeah. All right, we are here with Commander Hatton. We do have to take a break right here. We will be right back. Commander Hatton, and let's see, while we have a pause, let me mention for those tuning in this hour that you can get a free issue of the Liberator newspaper, which is a weekly newspaper. It's usually some 40 to 50 pages in length with closely typewritten copy. And so it is a large, large amount of information that comes out weekly. And you can get a free issue of this sent to you by simply calling this toll-free number, 1-800-800-5565. That's 1-800-800-5565. I'm advised that if you call this weekend, you can leave a message, or you can call during business hours next week, California time, and I would presume speak to someone live on that end. Let us move along to more calls, Commander. Here is Lou. You're on K-Talk, Lou, with Commander Hatton.
Yes. First of all, who makes the Liberator? You make mention of that a lot. Who is the Federer or the organization with that?
Well, as a matter of fact, the editor is Dr. Young, who is sitting right here. And
say that
possibly
again?
He could explain to you better than I. We bring the writings, and it's simply a paper.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a newspaper, and I think what you heard first was that Dr. Young is the editor of the paper, and he was right there.
Oh, okay. Now you've had other guests on. I think his last name was Green, and he talked about the Committee of 300, like this Commander Hatton.
Yes, that's basically the club of, it's called the Club of Rome.
This collapsing of the government or the economy and whatnot, I see a lot of indications that just by reading a lot. How soon is this supposed to happen? I know you say very soon, but can you give us a date or some kind of a narrow it down?
Well, the projection is that it's so unstable that you're going to have a... Well, let me just say this, that you no longer have any gold stores, for instance, in Fort Knox, but you do have a massive supply of new currency to be substituted in for what you use. It is backed by nothing. Your debt just is incredible. The Federal Reserve is a private bank. It's a branch of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which is the 300 elite bank. You have a situation where you also have massive numbers of ration coupon stamps ready to be issued in Fort Knox. This is undoubtedly due to the fact that they anticipate using it within the near future.
But you haven't got any type of estimate as far as months?
Well, every time I open my mouth and give you an estimate, I'm held to it, and suddenly it becomes my economic downfall.
Uh-huh.
I can't do that, no. But I can tell you this. It was projected that on the 28th of October, the monetary system would collapse. Now, that came from some economists.
That's this October, right?
Yes. But they also said the big one would happen on the 12th.
Uh-huh.
Well, it did, but it wasn't the big one in California.
Right. Let's see. Well, you know, here in this valley, they have the dominant religion talks about the people getting their own planets to rule over, basically, in due time. And this stuff sounds about as plausible as that. So
thank you.
There's a lot of interesting things that you talk about that I think is factual. Who am I to judge, you know? It's interesting.
Well, Lou, I would, if you have an inquiring mind, I would suggest you get a copy of The Liberator and just kind of go from there.
I've seen that before. It's in the library, I think. I think I've seen it in the library, you know, where they have magazines and what have you. Is she any affiliation with this Mr. Green that you've had on your program?
Well, yes. I don't know what you mean by she, but
I assume
you mean
like
my speaker.
Like Green. What's his
Mr. Green,
or Sam?
Well,
Mr. Green
owns the publishing company called America West. He is located in Nevada. And he does publish the journals. He no longer has any real connection with the Liberator, but yes, we know him very well. He publishes the Phoenix journals, the books.
Right, he publishes the books, and the Liberator now is being published by the Liberator Publishing Group. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, Lou, thank you very much for calling. And Doc, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes, Commander Hatton, I was just wondering why the United Nations is pretending that Saddam Hussein is still alive, that he wasn't assassinated.
Well, I believe that's because he's alive. I don't believe you're going to find that to be truth. Saddam Hussein is alive and well.
Doc, what's your information that Saddam was assassinated?
Well, they had actors running around over there acting his part. The ones they show on television don't even look like him.
Well, sir, they have...
He's not really completely like him.
That's now you're getting close to something very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, of course they do. But every time you see Bush on television, you're seeing a different actor, too. So you have to understand that doubles, actors, and replicas are basically what you are being shown, and they are very well programmed to produce and to give you exactly what you are supposed to hear. So this is the same question that they asked about Gorbachev. This is the same question that those ones over there are asking about your own people. Because, you see, they believe that actually George Bush died in Japan. So you're just faced with this kind of a world.
Okay, well, that seems to make a little bit of sense.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much, Doc, for your question. And let us move to the Utah County line. And Joyce, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes. I understand that we have to go within to be able to wake up. And this is what you call Mormon country. I was... since the Bible's been tampered with, what about the Book of Mormon? Is it as tampered with, or is it, how true is that? How true is
it? It basically is more tampered with in the Bible, because many of, you have to go back to the European hierarchy that, set up the massive organization called the Freemasonry Club. You're not going to find the Masonic Lodge down on your street being a very evil creation of man. But the Freemasons are an absolute Antichrist creation. And many of the rituals, if you will, that take place in the Mormon Church are based on Freemasonry. That's not necessarily bad for any of you people who wish to be a Mason and think that you are serving your fellow man. But as far as a Christ or God-oriented hierarchy, you see, the Mormon Church is going to fall into some pretty, pretty severe problems right away now. because you're going to catch some of the hierarchy of your of the Mormon Church up into these criminal activities through the banks. You're going to have ones of your own state government and all the way up through Washington involved in BCCI, BNL, LBS, etc. And Brent Scowcroft is the Mormon representative to Washington, and he is the chief presidential advisor. And it's a criminal element that works all its way to the top of the government. And you see right now, President Bush has really no power in the government at all.
That's right.
All of the power was taken away from him as far he can call down executive orders, for instance. But literally, Eagleburger, Scowcroft, and Kissinger are running your government. You'll find
that. That happened back in July, as a matter of fact. The football, as they call it, the suitcase with the nuclear codes and so forth, that the president is always supposed to have right with him, was taken from Bush back in July. And so, since then, he has been a figurehead only. Let us move along to John. John, you're on K-Talk.
Good evening, Sam. Good evening, Commander.
Good evening.
I have a question concerning when we get into some of the conspiracy theories and some of the people involved, with, you know, decades back, and some of the plans they have set up forth have been so kind of far-reaching or into the future. I'm wondering if some of these secret teachings or some of the secret organizations don't have in some of their doctrine theory of reincarnation that these entities can actually come back and then reap some of the rewards that they have pushed in their early, in a previous life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And does God allow that? Does God allow a spirit to basically come back at his own free will or her own free will to once again partake in evil in the physical plane?
Well, it isn't quite like that. It isn't a matter of God allowing or not allowing. God allows man all things. And if lessons are not learned to move you into a higher experience, you will continue to repeat in that level of growth in which you depart the physical. So you're going to come back, and ones usually after getting on that other side don't really want to come back into that, you see.
So is that the ultimate plan of the adversarial forces, to embroil spirits in the physical plane to keep them coming back?
Yes, absolutely.
Plane?
To always continue to rule in the physical. And, of course, the argument with God is rule of the soul. If I can capture your soul, then you're lost forever.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, John.
Bye.
And on that line, too, I had a question of my own that came to mind. I had heard that karma, the law of karma, was going to be ending or would be suspended in the near future. Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
I can give you a flat-out answer that will make every paranormal working person New Age, any kind of religion that bases its belief on karma is in great error. Not that it cannot be, but that it does not have to be. You are the reflection of God. That means that you have the power to decide what you will accept and what you will not. And to accept karma, especially from other experiences before this one, can absolutely hogtie you so that you cannot make any progress, because you will cop out on that and say, well, it's my karma and I have to pay this debt. No, you do not have to pay that debt. You have to release that debt, not take on more errors and more errors. You must grow and outgrow that what you are calling karma. Accept the fact that whatever was done, and refuse to accept any more karma.
So
and this is what you're coming into now, a full realization of the fact that you are making a major evolution and that karma does not mean anything.
And so karma is in effect a self-inflicted wound.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the same token, you can deny it and get rid of it right now. Quit digging around and copping out on karma. You have the total power of God in your hand if you accept it. If you can set that physical human ego aside and accept the power of God, you don't need to pay off old debts. Release those debts. Forgive yourself and your fellow man. Forgive me my transgressions and my trespasses, and I forgive. And stop copping out on all your failures because of something you perceived you might have done. It no longer is going to serve. You're going to have to outgrow that.
So is karma then a manifestation of the guilt that seems to be an affliction that we have to deal with in this realm?
Well, that's what it's come to represent. What it literally meant was that you come back to experience and grow, and you outgrow the human need to do the wrong thing, just putting it bluntly. And it is a growing process. It has come to represent a penalty some way that you must pay for past errors. Well, how can you ever get out of that if you don't release it? So it has come to represent something that it isn't. And right now, I can release every one of you from that. Quit believing that. Stand it. Confront it in the power that you hold. And say, I just absolutely refuse to accept that anymore. And put it aside.
And so what people really don't understand is that they really are empowered to do this, that they do have this power within them. And, in fact, I guess everyone has a power that they really are not fully aware of.
Well, absolutely. And you're too timid to accept it. And until you can accept it, you cannot accept fully God. Ones will come forth and say, I am God, and everybody will latch onto that and stone you to death. But the fact is, you are the expression, the very thought of God. You are the reflection. That doesn't mean your body running around. That is a mechanical thing that you use. You are the perfect reflection of God. And anything that you do not accept along those lines is really basically an insult to God. And God is light. God is pure. God is goodness. God is truth. God is love. And if you're not reflecting those things, then you're not reflecting your power. You are accepting evil as your guide.
Excellent words. Excellent words to know. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
We do have to take one more break, and we will be right back with your questions for Commander Hatson, 570-5855. On Tuesday, there will be... with Commander Hatson, and line is available, 570-5855. And Robert, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatson.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I've listened to the commander on your station before, and I want to ask him if these man-made earthquakes he's talked about before, if there are any of those coming up.
Well, they've never stopped. You should speak with ones who are living in the Landers area of Yucca Valley. They never stop. The ground never stops shaking. In the area of all of this portion of California, it never stops. It just quivers all the time. And no, they won't stop. And they're going to be coming up continually now.
I have one other question. Have you ever been known by the name the Prince of the Power of the Air or Son of the Morning?
No, I have never.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, thank you very much for that question. Well, Commander, we're near the end of another very brief couple of hours with you, and we thank you very much for being there. before I ask for just perhaps a closing statement, let me just mention one more time this phone number for a free issue of the Liberator newspaper. The number to call is 1-800-800-5565. One more time, that's 1-800-800-5565. If you call this weekend, you'll probably get a machine. You can leave a message. If you call next week during business hours, you'll probably speak to a person. Either way, you will get a free issue sent to you of the Liberator, and I would commend that to you. Commander, do you have some closing comments for us as we get ready to leave?
I do, and I don't want to embarrass you, Sam, but it's going to be through the graciousness and the darings of programs such as this that people are going to come into their awakening or their awareness. It doesn't matter what they think of me versus any other alien or any other person. I'm as real, certainly, as whatever you're seeing on television. And truth does not matter from whence it comes. It can come from the evilest of the dark side and be proper and right. You must, each of you, discern that truth, find that light, because you have the guidelines within self, built in there, given in there from God, your Creator, my Creator. And that's all we have upon which to base our existence and our experience. And it's going to be from the independent, daring ones who will go against this flow that this will be made or broken. You see, God will come either way and gather His unto Him.
Thank you
very much. And we are the messengers.
Thank you very much, Commander. I regret we have to end it here. We appreciate very much your being there, and we will do it again sometime soon, I hope.
I'm very grateful. Thank you. Blessings unto all of you.
Thank you. And this is KTKK Sandy, Salt Lake City.
No, she's getting very accustomed to the problems anymore.
I see. Good. Well, thank you very much, and I ask the protections of the command as I make my way around, and I do trust that that they are there, and I take great comfort in that.
Well, they're there, and you have it.
Thank you very much. Well, we'll be in touch very soon.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.